You don't want to ask a gavaldi kakash on this parsha that, so this kasha in the sefer, and it's a very chosh kasha, and then I saw others talk about it also, not the classic mafarshim, I only saw this kasha before, but it's l'chora, a few kashas. One kasha I saw in the sefer, and other kashas I was looking at, I realized there's a few things. So the parsha, at the end, after the mabul, so Noach comes out, and he brings korbanos. And it says, Vayarach Hashem Mizrach and Yechoyach, Vayarach Hashem Eliboy. And Hashem says that Loy Oisif Lakal Oides HaAdam Abavur HaAdam. Not going to do this again. Ki Yetzer Lev HaAdam Ra Mina Urov. And the title of the Pasuk, according to the Ramban, is Melamed Aleim Zchus. It's like Adan Lakav Zchus over here. She Yetzir Osam Betol Adosam Ra. Okay, no, people make mistakes. I made them with the Yetzer Hara. Bimei HaNeurim. Veloy Bimei HaZikna. Meaning it's ra, he says it doesn't mean min urav, tamamem, or whatever, but really it's bin urav. One is because he brought a carbon and he's ra bin urav only. So, okay. In other words, a person is born with the yetzer hara, and thus it does. Like, what are we going to do? No one's perfect. So, the shayla is that. This is exactly what Hashem says at the end of Parshas Bereishis. And over there, it wasn't down the castle. Over there, the exact same Svara was goof of the Svara to wipe out the whole world. Because over there it says, Vayar Hashem, Ki Rabba Ra'a Sa'adnam Ba'aretz, V'chol Yetzah Makshav Azliba Irak Ra'a Kol Hayoyim, V'yisnach Hashem Ki Azizah. So people have a Yetzah, so let's destroy them. So Shaila is, over there, men of Bereishis, it's, okay, people were created, Machshavas Liboy, Rakol Ayoyim, so people are, Yetzer Hara, so Mamela, I'm not going to down on the Kav Zchus, so Mamela, I'm going to forget, I'm going to destroy the world. Oh, but now, after the Mabul, it says the exact same thing. You know, people make mistakes, but now, all of a sudden, now I'll live with it. What? Why? Before that was a reason to make a kitchuk on the world, and now it's a reason, Gufa, to down on the Kav Zchus and overlook it. It's a very strong question. And Bechal, the emes is what's Bechal the chiluk between before the Mabul and after the Mabul? Before the Mabul, then the world wouldn't have a kiyum. And now, like, all of a sudden, something's changed. What's going to change in the world that now it's going to have a kiyum? Also, so Lemaisa, what was the Ramban says is two taimim. What was the additional time? Was the karbanos. So it sounds like, working this through, it would sound like is that the Siba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to see the Yetzara Rak Kol Hayoyim and do this Dan L'Kav Zchus is because he was Yarach Esrach in Yechoyach and he had the Korbanos of Noach. So the Korbanos of Noach were able to create this way, this perspective, Kielu, this Dan L'Kav Zchus, this Indian by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Kain have also brought Korbanos, and even if Kain's Hevel wasn't Makobo, but Hevel's carbon was Makobo. And it says Gamhu, and it says there that the Medrash says that Adam Arishan, Gamhu means, Hevel Hevi Gamhu means also like Adam. I mean, Adam also brought carbonus. So Adam brought carbon, Hevel brought carbon, and that wasn't enough that Hashem should look at the Rakola, this Inyan. But the carbon of Noach was. Why was the carbon of Noach able to, and the carbon of Adam was not able to? Another thing is that, and I notice over here, is that the, that the carbon of Noach is called an oilav, hayal oilois b'mizbeach. If you look in the carbon of Kain and Hevel, it says that it was a mincha. It says over there, Kain brought a mincha. Now Kain brought a mincha as Taki brought a mincha because he brought Mipri Adama. But it says Vehevel Hevi Gamu Mibuchar Soino Mechel Velian Vayish Hashem Hevel Vel Minchasei. Luchar wasn't a mincha. Luchar was an oila. Maybe the Shlomim, but it was Dicher not a mincha. Why is the Torah calling it a mincha? So I never saw this. So I was taking a look around just now. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked this kasha that in time of the Krah. Why is it called a mincha? So he says, Mistama, he brought a mincha with his oila. So he's talking about the Mincha Shavua, but he says Bechor is Sona, Bechor is Natan Menachas. So Bechor is Natan Menachas, why did he bring a Mincha for? So, and even if he did bring a Mincha with his Bechor, so why did Hashem only accept his Mincha and not his Oila and not his Bechor? Basically, the bottom line is that the carbon of Hevel is called a Mincha, and the carbon of Kain is called a Mincha, and the carbon of Noach is called an Oila. Another shtel. The questions are good questions. We'll see if the answer is satisfactory. But the questions are good questions. And then it says here by Noach, it says Vayal Oilis ba Mizbeach, Vayiv Noach Mizbeach. So it talks about the Mizbeach twice in the pasuk. Vayiv Noach Mizbeach Hashem. It sounds like Fakir. There was a chashivus to this, even before the carbon. There was a chashivus to this that he built the Mizbeach. Then on the Mizbeach, Vayal Oilis ba Mizbeach. And the Karbonos of Kain Hevel doesn't talk about the Ani Mizbeach. It doesn't say that they built a Mizbeach at all. It just says, Vayave Kain Mipri Adama Mincha Lashem. Vehevel Hevi Gamu Mipuchar Yisrainai. Doesn't mention anything that they built a Mizbeach. So I was wondering, well, why doesn't it talk about the Mizbeach over there? So what, maybe Sam Halk at this. What was the first question? The first question, the Iker question, which is Lemaisa, what's the chilek? Like the Rebbe Bachai says, the Medrashim say that Noach was a new world. Noach was a new aschal. So what was the chiddush of this aschal of Noach that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that this would have a kiyum more than the Olam till now? And what was the grace of Reich Nechayach of Noach? So pshat is that, go back to Rav Dessa's whole Yisoid, we spoke about Olam Lesman and everything, Nois and Noitam, Makabal and everything, that Olam Chesed Yibana, that the Yisoid of the whole world is Chesed. And that the world can only... Oh, and one other question. Another question is that it says at the end of the parasha that Chum went to be Mesaris Noach. Right. So why did Chum go Mesaris Noach? So he says, look, the world, ma ra chom, that's what Rashi says, because when the world only had two people, people can't get along with each other. This world's a crazy world. People can't get along. There's two people in the world, they're already killing each other. So there's three people in the world. Mistama, one of us, who knows? Now there's going to be a fourth person. For sure we're not going to get along, we're going to kill each other. So Lamaisa, there shouldn't be too many people in the world. So he's making a good cheshbon, Lamaisa. So why is it, L'choy has a tain on that? That no, Kain and Hevel cannot get along, but you should be able to get along, and Memela, you should be able to not have this problem, and Memela's a taina that he was Mesaris Noach. L'choy has a good taina if the people of the world can't get along, so why is the world going to be able to survive this problem that Kain and Hevel had, that they couldn't get along, and he's not, L'chara, Rashi's bringing it down, it's not just a bad cheshmen. He had a good taina, but there's a problem with his taina. So what was the problem with his taina? So the pshat is like this. The Olam Chesed Yibana, that the world only survives, revived, that the world is a world of chesed. The world of chesed is, like Rav Dessa teaches, every person has to view themselves as a noisein, that he has what to give to others, and he looks at others as a way that he could give to others. If the person's going to enter the world as a makabel, that he just wants to take from others, so then the world cannot have a kiyum, because then everybody is self-centered, and everybody's just worried about themselves. And look, that's what it says over there, that's the shurish of Tivus and everything like that also. A person cannot be a person who is only self-centered and only cares about themselves and only going to be looking how to take and take. So in the middle, they're not going to have a keli through which to be mezgaber over their Tivus either, because they just want more for themselves. So why would they? They have no keli to overcome their Tivus. So the pshat is like this, that by Adam, so Adam was born, and basically the world was born as a makavel, because he didn't have to work to be in the world, and it was oil chesed banah, but oilam made the world, and he's b'tzel melukim, and he has the ability to be in it. But lemaisa, there was no working on this inyan, so he ended up. This inyan meant that there was really no keli through which to mezgaber over his tivus. So, or he's lacking this inyan of being able to overcome this. So Mimela, that's the world. That's the world of Adam B'Kitzer. But the world of Noach is that Noach is only in his chus that the world was kayim. So Fakir Noach had to spend a year doing chesed to the animals and keep them alive, and he had to give of himself to make the world kayim. So Noach had to give of himself to make the world kayim, and everything was kayim through his heart, through him, through his chesed in the Bria. And that's how the world was kayim. In the Olam Chesed Yibana of the first Bria was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. In the Olam Chesed Yibana of the second Bria was Noach's chesed, was Adam's chesed, was the chesed of Bnei Adam. And that was the energy with the wish where the world was created. So now Noach comes out. So imagine what's going on over here. So Noach spent a full year making sure each animal has exactly what he needs to eat and exactly at the time. And his mom's harboring and schwitzing for a year in the teva to keep all the animals alive. And he walks in, this is my mom's pre-yadav of Noach, that he kept these animals alive for a year. And he's going to come out and he's going to populate the world through his own hard work. And what does he do? And the first thing he does, he takes what he'd made and he shechts everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he makes an oil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes of himself, and he's makiv of himself to Borei Olam. He's makiv all of his work, all of his hard work, and he takes of himself to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's an oil. That's when, like the Ramban says, the whole idea of an oil is he gives of himself. So ein lecha giving of himself more than this. That everything that he worked to keep alive, and he could have it. And what's the first thing? He walks out of the teva, and before anything, he's makiv it as a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the reich nichoyach of him giving himself. That's a korban oila. A mincha is a gift. A mincha is a kasa toif. I give shalach manas. It's nice. I'm makir toif. You did something for me, so I have to give you a gift. So the korban of Hakayin and Hevel is not giving of themselves. It's not giving themselves as a sacrifice, as giving from their own thing to Kodesh Baruch. It's a mincha. Look, because we gave me, I have to. It's a kasa toif. A mincha is a whole different type of idea. Vayishlach mincha is like by Yaakov. You know, mincha is a gift. It's not a karban oila. So memela and bechlal, like we said from the goyin last week by the Shabbos morning, that the goyin bechlal says that the whole kavan over there of kain was alt taivis, and the kavan of hevel was only for kavod. So anyway, they weren't giving of themselves anyways, only self for themselves. It was really just giving for themselves because he wanted to get kavod out of it or something else. He wasn't giving of himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu bechlal. In kain and hevel's world, everyone's selfish. Everyone wants for themselves, and even the karbonis they gave is only for themselves, according to the goyin. So Mamela, in that world, two people cannot survive with each other because each one wants everything. So Mamela, the only they can't survive like that. So one's going to kill the other one. You can't have a world basically that two people want everything. So Mamela, they cannot coexist. Comes Noach, and the first thing he does is that he makes this hakrava of an oilam. So Mamela, Vayarach Hashem is Reach Anichoyach. Before it doesn't say Reach Anichoyach. Before it just says Vayisha. Over there was not really Kodesh Baruch Hu paid attention to the carbon, even though I think the Targum says over there Yerava, like he says here. Over here it says Vayarach Hashem V'Kabel Hashem Barava. I think the Targum teaches like that also. Over there, it says Vayisha. Vavarava min kadam Hashem. But the Pasha touch in the word is that Hashem paid attention. What was it? Yerech Nichoyach. It wasn't a Yerech Nichoyach. The Yerech Nichoyach came from this, that the plan is working. That the Pshat is that Kodesh Baruch Hu made, that Noach kept the world alive with his chesed, and then he's makriv his whole thing to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this is, so now, you murder the kachilach. If a person is going to be only Makaba, only self-centered, only worried about himself. So Taka, this that he has a bad Teva, and he has inside himself a Yetzihara, so he cannot be Mizgaber over that. And that's going to lead him to Taka, ruin the world. So Mamela over there, Hashem saw that the Teva that the man had, Taka destroyed the world. But over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that it's bin Urav, before he has the Yetzirah Toif, before he has a Seichel, but he has the ability, by being Isaac in Chesed, by being of a noise, not self-centered for himself, that is the ability he has to taka overcome his bad teva. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says he has a bad teva, but he can overcome the teva. So now I see that the world could survive because it's an oifen that the Adam can overcome his teva by and his yetzahar and his taivis through doing this, through doing chesed, being oisik and in a carbon means to give up of himself, to understand that he's not a self-centered person. That is the keli that he could have to overcome the bad teva. So Memela, Hashem says, then he could keep the world alive despite this thing, and other, that's the teva that they were born with, but they're going to overcome it. Like the interesting Baal Turim says, that it says, Vayarach Hashem is Reach and Yichayach. There's only one other time in the Torah that it says Vayarach is Reach. It says it by Esav over there by the Begadim. Vizehu Shadarshu Chazal, Vayarach Hashem is Reach Begadav, Vayarach is Reach Begadav, Vizehu Shadarshu Chazal, Shafil Poisha Yisrael, Asidna Sheet Reach Shanem of Reach Begadav, Al Tikr Begadav Al Boigdav. Meaning that even Boigdav, there's always a chance that a person could be Chazer, because a person has the ability to overcome their bad Teva. So that's the chiluk from before and after. Before it was the chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu, after it was the chesed of, that already Kadmonim said, it was the chesed of Noach, and that was the karbonos of Noach, was the reach nichayach, and it was an oil, it wasn't just a mincha, and that's why the taina of Yetzer Ra min Urav could be overcome in this machzer of the Bria. And that's why, maybe, that's why Noach built a mizbeach, and Kain and Hevel did not build a Mizbeach. They just were makir of it. It doesn't say that they built a Mizbeach, at least. So the son of her, she says that Mizbeach is usually Mizbeach Adama. It comes from the ground. That means that Mizbeach is to bring up the Adama and say, I could take from the Adama and make it into a Makom Kaddish. And Noach, what he's saying is, is a dogish on this Nekuda, that there's Karka, and it's regular ground, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to make this a place, and I'm going to use it for my Avodas Hashem. That I'm going to take what I can't, the bad Teva that I have, and I'm going to use it to for Avodas Hashem. So the Mizbeach was an essential part in this Indian. Memela Chum Taka made a toys. Because Chum could be had a good cheshbon that Kain and Hevel, Taka the world cannot survive with two people, Koshkin three and for sure not four. But that's all then. But now in the world that Noach brings in, so Adrabah, you should be able to survive with everybody, because a person's not looking about themselves. They're looking about others. They're looking about, not about, the world's not about himself anymore. The world's about how he's mischasid with the Bria. So more people is not a steer to himself anymore. In the new Bria, more people is not a steer to himself. And Mamela, in that Bria, there's no reason for Chum to get all nervous that there's going to be more people in the Bria. Adrabah, people in the Bria, is an opportunity to be mischasid with the Bria. And really, that was the taina. But this is Kenzain, the Nakuda, that the chiluk between the oilam before Noach and the oilam after Noach was this inyan that Noach had to give of his own chesed to bring the korbanos to Kadosh Baruch Hu.